The Alaska Department of Transportation Weights and Measures informed the city at 4 p.m. Friday, April 6th, that trucks driving on Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway at maximum weight loads are likely to be ticketed. The highway is state-run, and last year the DOT came down on the city about their overweight delivery trucks. But it granted them a six-month permit, which expired at the end of March.
It's not only that the services will suffer and get behind.
The last time this happened, Bethel had to cut the loads trucks could haul by half, Williams says, and it took about a week for the city to start falling behind in its water delivery and sewage pickup schedule. This also took its toll on the city's drivers. Many got burnt out from the amount of overtime hours they worked.
And then eventually it gets to be where you're just running from one house to the other as they run out of water, and you're not really on a schedule anymore.
The other problem, says Williams, is that if ticketed, the drivers, not the city, would be penalized. That means not only would they get fined, but also run the risk of losing their commercial driver's licenses.
We certainly don't want our employees having to bear that burden, and we don't want anybody losing their licenses.
To comply with the state's weight requirement, Williams has instructed city drivers to carry half their usual loads for the time being. The city is actively negotiating with the DOT for an extension of its exemption from the weight limits. One option the DOT put on the table last week, says Williams, is a renewal of the permits in exchange for the city taking on the responsibility for maintaining the state road. At this time, the State Department of Transportation has not responded to KYUK's multiple requests for comment. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.